Hi, this is Steve. You know, it's not always easy to get people to go to church with you, but we're here to do it whatever it takes. After all, we're to go out to the highways and byways and compel the lost to come in. Compel is the key word here. Look, here's the habitat of one now. Let's go. We're in, and we're approaching his den. Look, he's feeding with his mate in front of the telly. Isn't he a whopper? And his mate, beautiful, will overwhelm them with sheer manpower. They're resisting like crazy, but it's for their own good. Whoa, look out, mate. Crikey, they got away. We'll never see them again. Wow, look at these wounds. I'm bleeding profusely. Isn't it great? Well, on second thought, maybe it ain't. Maybe a better way to do this would be to take Paul's advice. I'm all things to all men that I might win some. Crikey. Maybe I should have just asked him.
And now, an End Times update.
Last month, I reported on a popular nightclub in Spain that had managed to get 1,000 members to sign up for their implantable chip identification system. Once they signed up, all they needed to do was just wave their hand and the chip would tell the doorman or the bartender who they were, how much money they had in their prepaid account, and even tell the bartender what their favorite drinks were. Well, here in the United States, the implantable chip has taken a little more time finding its way into acceptable everyday life. But in the biometrics area of personal identification tracking systems and pay systems, things are catching on quite well. The 1 millionth customer to enroll in BioPay was recently announced. This is a biometrics company right here in the United States. BioPay launched their biometric pay system in September of 2003, and to date, people have had their fingers scanned for buying everything from potato chips to gasoline to sandwiches and, well, you name it. From the launch date to now, $3 billion has been spent by the people through this BioPay system. And by the way, this is coming to a location near you very soon. How can I be so sure? Well, first of all, people are unaware of the long-term consequences of being added to a national and then worldwide identification tracking system, so they'll gladly sign up to give their bio information, just for the convenience of not having to use a credit or debit card, or even carry cash. Secondly, merchants only pay about 15 cents per transaction as opposed to the 3% on a credit card. So merchants are going to make it very convenient and very inviting to get on board. My suggestion? Keep your bio information to yourself, show your cash, and point out that it still says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Well, out of England comes another report. This time, an announcement about an accelerated plan to make personal national identification cards mandatory for every single human living in England. The decision to impose mandatory ID cards had already been agreed upon in principle as something that was going to eventually happen. But with recent increases in worldwide terror, the government seized the opportunity to speed up the process. This won't just be a card with your photo on it. That would be far too easy to forge. This card will have your retina and your fingerprint information on it. So when asked for your card, you'll then be scanned and the authorities will be able to see if the database confirms a match. Now, people will first have to register and be entered into a national database, and then you'll get your card and go on your merry way. But listen to the strategy on gaining compliance by everyone. And by the way, this plan comes directly from England's cabinet ministers, who say, first, we'll introduce legislation in the parliamentary session to set up voluntary registration for people to register their iris and fingerprint information. After this, we'll follow with mandatory compliance for everyone. I wonder if this will be the basic strategy when the Antichrist introduces a worldwide personal identification system for buying and selling.
What's he talking about?
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.